This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. The state of North Carolina is asking all travelers along Interstate 95 to avoid driving through the state. Governor Roy Cooper said all roads in North Carolina right now are at risk of flooding as Tropical Storm Florence crawls across the state.
Stay off the roads in most parts of the state of North Carolina, especially south of U.S. 64 and east of U.S. 73-74. Don't make yourself someone who needs to be rescued.
The state Secretary of Transportation, Jim Troutman, said he has never seen flooding as bad as it is now.
I've been working with the Department of Transportation for 27 years. Every storm from Fran up until Matthew, I have never seen flash flooding like this occur in our state.
The storm is inching its way across South Carolina, with rain bans extending across three states. So far, 9 deaths are attributed to the storm. Typhoon Mangkhut is now moving across the South China Sea, headed for Hong Kong after smashing into the Philippines and killing at least 16 people. Mangkhut was downgraded from a super typhoon to a typhoon, but remained deadly. Many of its victims were killed by landslides or damage to the buildings where they were sheltering. China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi was scheduled to begin a visit to the Philippines on Sunday, but the two countries have agreed to postpone that visit because of the storm. Some 87,000 people evacuated high-risk areas of the Philippines to avoid the storm damage. China's Guangdong province is also in Mangkhut's path. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Pope Francis appealed to members of the Sicilian Mafia Saturday to give up on a life of crime. As Sabina Castelfranco reports, the pontiff was paying a one-day visit to the southern Italian island to commemorate the 25th anniversary of the assassination of an anti-mafia priest.
Celebrating Mass for tens of thousands of Sicilians gathered in Palermo's port area, Pope Francis said to members of the Mafia, "Change, brothers and sisters. Stop thinking about yourself and your money. Convert yourselves to the real God, Jesus Christ." The Pope added, "Mafiosi, if you don't do this, your very life will be lost, and that will be your greatest defeat." The Pope was on the Mediterranean island for a day to pay tribute to a priest who kept unemployed youths in the rough Brancaccio neighborhood in the Sicilian capital, Palermo, from turning to local mafia bosses for jobs. Father Pino Puglisi was 56 years old when he was murdered by mobsters 25 years ago. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
The UN Refugee Agency warns that it is running out of cash to provide life-saving assistance to millions of Syrian refugees and internally displaced persons living in dire and extremely precarious conditions. We get the details from Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
Earlier this year, the UNHCR appealed for nearly $2 billion to run its Syrian humanitarian assistance and protection operation for 2018. Only 31% of that requirement has been met. The UNHCR says the $270 million needed until the end of the year represents only a tiny fraction of this year's total appeal. It says it will be used to cover the most pressing and critical needs of some of the most destitute, disenfranchised people in the world. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
One of Rwanda's most prominent opposition leaders walked free Saturday after the government approved the early release of more than 2,100 prisoners. Victoire Ingabire was released in Kigali because it was unusual for President Paul Kagame to pardon potential challengers. She said, however, she hoped her release was a sign of more freedom in her country.
Because if you've seen the election of our country today, you see that it takes an election where there is a hope that there is the opening of the political space.
Ingabire was sentenced to 15 years in prison after being found guilty of conspiracy to undermine the government and denying Rwanda's 1994 genocide. She denied those charges, and Human Rights Watch said they were politically motivated. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.